Let's remember how we done it so we don't have to do it again. There is a peaceful solution called the Peace Revolution. Now let's take back America. Remember how we done it so we don't have to do it again. There's a peaceful solution called the Peace Revolution. Now let's take back America. Now let's take back America. Now let's take back America.
All right, you can go to WillieNelsonPRI.com, and you can check out all the things that Willie Nelson's doing that are peace-related. There he was talking about 9/11 being an inside job, the New World Order, the whole nine yards, with us for an hour. We are now joined by Naomi Wolf, and I am extremely honored to have her. She doesn't need much of an introduction, but her new book out that has been a bestseller is, of course, The End of America, and she has been breaking down the whole police state buildup that we've seen, and army brigades, not just one, they list others, just the new ones being activated under NORTHCOM. And finally, when she talked about it, we've been talking about it a long time, it did get a lot of international and national attention. And so we're honored to have Naomi Wolf with us. Naomi, good to have you here with us.
Thank you so much for having me back, Alex. And I also really want to thank members of your community who very kindly have been supporting our talking again. So I'm just delighted.
Oh, it's great to have you here, and especially for close to 2 hours. Out of the gates, your awakening to the 10 steps of fascism, and maybe briefly go over a few of those, and then with horror, the open end of Posse Comitatus, the military warfare drills, admitting that it's for domestic operations, civil unrest. They've been gearing up for this for quite a long time, and you've certainly been raising the alarm bell. So please go over that, Naomi Wolf.
Sure. Thank you. Wow, it's a lot. Let's see. Where do I begin? You're quite right to, you know, to mention our last conversation. It was about the last book I brought out, which did, in fact, for people who aren't familiar with the argument, though probably most are, because it won't be such new news to your community as it is to, you know, many other people. I was arguing that there are these 10 sort of classic steps that you always see when a would-be dictator is seeking to close down an open society, to crush a democracy, or to crush a democracy movement, and that we're seeing those in America. So, and then my new book, the sequel to that, is called Give Me Liberty, and it's sort of what we do about it. It's action steps we can take and calling on the founders' vision for what we're supposed to do in a time of crisis like this. But step 8, 9, and 10 are really accelerating. You know, I said last fall, and I've been saying for months, and it's not that I'm so smart, it's that this blueprint is so very predictive. I've been saying since last fall, as you may remember, you know, we're going to be, within 6 months, we're going to be seeing mass arrests, and we had those in March. I said you're going to start seeing journalists being arrested, and journalists were swept up in preemptive brutal arrests at the RNC in St. Paul. And I said you're going to see steps making it easier for the step 10 for the leader to declare martial law.
And by the way, we did even see Amy Goodman arrested. I had reporters there, Richard Reeves and George Butler, who reported for us, and they were there, and they said no one would touch the police in most of the cases. No one would even jump over a trash can. They would just scoop everyone up. They would taser people, rubber bullet them. They would spray things on them and take them to jail and then charge them under state statutes of terrorism.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, maybe I should address that before I get to the First Brigade. You know, there's footage that we've got. They've made a movie of the end of America, and it was just released yesterday free online, thanks largely to your advice, by the way, Alex. And we've got footage that is so chilling. You know, very few Americans have seen what actually happened in this militarized St. Paul, where millions of dollars of Homeland Security money was pumped, as it is across the country now, pumped into local police forces, agents training police, agents infiltrating, and other reporters like Michelangelo Signorelli, a very respected reporter here in New York, said that, you know, he was stopped by people who had no identification at all, people in like dark blue jumpsuits who you couldn't tell, are they police, are they Blackwater, are they mercenaries, are they Americans, are they, you know, not Americans. But anyway, there's this terrifying footage of, just as you say, Alex, people sitting quietly in the sun, not doing anything, being surrounded by these, you know, heavily armed, militarized police, and then being told you're all under arrest. And then just as you say, and by the way, this footage only survived because this young person buried it in the ground so he could come back after his arrest and retrieve it, whereas the most scary thing as a reporter I heard is that no other footage really survives that's any, you know, that good, because the police were exposing people's film, or I'm sorry, they don't do that anymore, you know, ruining people's documentation equipment.
They had demagnetizers out.
Oh my God! See, you're always six steps ahead of me, Alex.
No, I'm not.
But magnetizers.
But I mean, Naomi, the bottom line here is, well, it's what they use in film production. But with the new videotapes or disc, it's got a handle and it goes mirror, and then it just shoots the waves through it and then erase it. And that also happened at the RNC in 2004 in New York to a bunch of reporters, or they would just never give the cameras or videotapes or memory sticks back. But since you mentioned it, about 2 months ago, Blackwater was photographed in LA and San Diego, in raids on medical marijuana facilities. And then 2 weeks ago, I saw multiple articles of Blackwater aiding local law enforcement in fugitive hunts. Just Google Blackwater aid sheriff's department in fugitive hunts. So now we see it happening, not just in New Orleans, but now all over the country. I just wanted to back you up there.
Thank you. I mean, well, that's certainly terrifying, and I have to wrap my brain around that. But so you're right about the militarized RNC, but that isn't enough, apparently, because what happened on October 1st is essentially a coup has taken place, you know, in practice, even though Rove is very brilliant in having it be kind of a coup by inches, like it's a stealth coup. But I say without rhetorical flourish that a coup has taken place, Alex, because the 1st Brigade of the 3rd Infantry Division, which is 3,000 to 5,000 soldiers, was redeployed from Iraq to somewhere in the United States. And this is, a violation of 200 years of laws, from the Insurrection Act of 1807 to the Posse Comitatus Act of 1879, that have protected us as Americans from soldiers being deployed to do civilian policing. And the Army Times report, the initial report, said they are here, their mission is crowd control, and these are the people who were responsible for crowd control in Fallujah. You know, they're armed with tasers and rubber bullets. They had quotes from people who were tasered in exercises, which seems like an odd kind of quote.
And they also said, we hope we don't have to shoot Americans. That was a cryptic quote. But Naomi, the key was...
Wait, where do I find that? You're ahead of me. Where was that reported?
That was originally in there, and they took it out.
The Army Times?
Yes, but... Listen, at the bottom of the article, and they took that off too, but we have printed copies, they listed the other units already here that they're aiding.
Oh, no.
And we ran into those groups in 98, 99, 2000 in Texas, and they would come up and tell us, turn your cameras off. So this is just one public brigade we're hearing about. There's a much larger contingent.
Oh, God. Well... Okay, so when citizens, I just need to like share with you, because you'll understand, you know, I've been very reluctant on this learning curve to face how much the mainstream media is colluding and suppressing this information. Because, as you know, I live in that world, and it's scary for me to think that, you know, there's so much of a blackout. But I was just on the Today Show talking about the deployment of the 1st Brigade, and they framed it as if I was a dangerous radical. And they had a spin from the commander of the 1st Brigade, you know, saying, oh, we're helping communities with affected by weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, this is amazing.
No follow-up, no reporting.
Naomi, stay there. We got a break. We're going to come back and get into this. Right now on the other side, Naomi Wolf is our guest. Stay with us.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read?
Curve to face how much the mainstream media is colluding and suppressing this information. Because, as you know, I live in that world, and it's scary for me to think that, you know, there's so much of a blackout. But I was just on the Today Show talking about the deployment of the 1st Brigade, and they framed it as if I was a dangerous radical. And they had a spin from the commander of the 1st Brigade, you know, saying, oh, we're helping communities with affected by weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, this is amazing.
No follow-up, no reporting.
Naomi, stay there. We got a break. We're going to come back and get into this. Right now on the other side, Naomi Wolf is our guest. Stay with us.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why